So today we'll discuss some pastimes of Krishna. Krishna, yesterday we discussed that Krishna decided to come to this earth, take birth as the eighth son of Mother Devaki and also the son of Mother Yashoda. And before Krishna appeared, so there had to be seven other children of Mother Devaki, because Krishna was supposed to be the eighth son. So it was arranged that first six sons of Devaki will be killed so that Krishna can appear very quickly, because the demigods were very much worried about Kamsa. Kamsa was creating so much disturbance. They wanted Krishna to come quickly and finish him off. So when Vasudev got married to Devaki, Devaki was the daughter of Devab. There was a king called Surasena, and Surasena had two sons, Ugrasena and Devak. So Ugrasena's son was Kamsa and Devak's daughter was Devaki. So Devaki got married to Vasudev, and when Devaki was going to her husband's house in a big procession, Kamsa himself was driving the chariot. And because Devaki was a very dear sister, very dear cousin of Kamsa, so Kamsa personally was escorting her or driving the chariot, in Vasudev and Devaki in the chariot. So at that time, the demigods wanted to play some trick with Kamsa. So demigods actually can announce from the sky. Like they have a kind of a sound system that from a great distance they can make things be heard. So they don't personally have to be there, but from a great distance, say from the heavenly planet, they can make some announcement and it would be broadcasted in here. They have some very sophisticated radio system. So they made an announcement. Kamsa, that sister of yours that you are so affectionately carrying to her husband's house, do you know that her eighth son is going to kill you? So Kamsa became very worried. So as soon as he heard that, oh yeah, that announcement actually said also that Kamsa, you the fool. You foolish Kamsa, don't you know that this Devaki's son is going to kill you? So Kamsa immediately grabbed Devaki by her hair, pulled out his sword and was about to sever her head. But then Vasudev pleaded to Kamsa and said, Kamsa, you are such a great fighter, you are a great hero, and if you kill a woman, then it will be a disgrace to you. Not only people will say bad about you, but even after that, you have to suffer in hell. So a person in his right senses, an intelligent man, a wise man, will never kill a woman, because to kill a woman is very, very heinous crime. And then he also told Kamsa, Kamsa, why are you so afraid of death? After all, in this material nature, our duration, our existence is temporary. Everyone is born, everyone remains only for a short while, and then he has to die. And in this world, no matter for how long one stays, it is only a short span of existence. So why are you so afraid of death? Because your death is also born along with your birth. As soon as your body is born, your death also is born. And as you are riding through the vehicle of your life, you are actually coming closer and closer to death, and that's the fact with everyone. So why should you be afraid of death? And besides that, you are not this body. You are not this body, you are a spirit soul. So in this way, Vasudev advice comes. Now who is Vasudev? Vasudev is actually Shuddha Sattva. Vasudev is a personification of transcendental goodness. And Krishna is born out of Vasudev. So Krishna comes out of transcendental goodness. When one transcends the modes of material nature, the mode of ignorance, mode of passion, even the mode of goodness, material goodness, then one comes to the transcendental platform, which is called Visuddha Sattva or Vasudev Sattva. So a person who is situated in Vasudev, he is transcendental to the material nature and he is situated in absolute knowledge. And when one becomes situated in that transcendental position, then only Krishna appears from within his heart. So, Vasudev, a person situated on the transcendental platform, advice comes in this way. And then, still then Kamsa was not convinced, and Vasudev could understand that. So then Vasudev assured Kamsa, Kamsa, don't worry, it is not Devaki who is going to kill you, it is Devaki's son who is going to kill you. So I give you my word of honor, that as the sons are born out of Devaki, I will offer the sons to you. And you can do whatever you want to do with the sons. So Kamsa liked this idea. He didn't really pay much heed to philosophy. But he is a practical person. So demons are actually very practical people. So he liked this practical proposal that the sons after the birth will be given to him. And he knew that Vasudev was a very truthful person. So he knew that when Vasudev gave his word, he will stick to his commitment. So then Kamsa let Vasudev and Devaki go. And then in due course of time, a son was born. So when the son was born, it was a beautiful little son, beautiful little baby. But Vasudev, he was bound by his word of honor, so he decided to give the son to Kamsa. And Devaki was feeling bad. Naturally, the mother is attached to the son that she carried in her womb for so many months. So, but Vasudev made her understand that the word truth is the most important thing. Because religion, dharma, is situated on truth. So one should never deviate from truth. A person must be truthful. So whatever he says, he must keep to his commitment. And that is the sign of a person situated on the transcendental platform. A person situated on the transcendental platform is always very truthful. He never will lie. Actually, a person situated in the transcendental platform is so truthful that whatever he says becomes true. Even the apparent faith may not be true. Apparent faith may not appear to be true, but whatever he says becomes true.